Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
As promised, we're going to talk about fishing. We're going to give away a couple seats to Striper School and to Bass Class, one each. So if you're interested in bass fishing and you can make it to Bass Class, that's Saturday, March 2nd, 10 to 4 at the Howard E. Grace Maritime Museum. It's a $50 ticket. You can go for a day of seminars from 10 to 4 from some of the top folks in bass fishing here in Maryland that can help you out and teach you how to catch more bass. I'd spend that just to listen to Dan Kardash talk about bass fishing since I've fished with Dan and know him pretty well. But then Striper School is the 23rd of February from 10 to 4, also at the Howard E. Grace Maritime Museum in Howard E. Grace. Again, that's $50 to take that course, five different teachers there throughout the day. And I think we'll ask that question first. Striper School. Here's the question. First correct answer, who is actually going to go, wins it. And we'll make that connection with, we'll give your number to Tackle Box Tim Sherman, and we'll give you his number too. Well, it's already given it to you. It's 410-608-5170. But if you win, we'll provide the answer of the winner to, or the name of the winner to Tackle Box Tim. Are you ready? In what year was the current Chesapeake Bay record rockfish caught? In what year was the current Chesapeake Bay state record rockfish caught? Not the Atlantic Coast rockfish, not the freshwater rockfish. Chesapeake Bay rockfish. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is the phone number. And you're welcome to call in. If you want to go to Striper School, we'll give you a ticket. We'll give you a $50 ticket to go for the day, and you can enjoy a day of great education on seminars, light tackle in the Patapsco, bridge stripers, spring trolling, lunch, question and answer period, door prizes, and auction items are all available coming up on Saturday, February 23rd. This course has been going on for quite a while, and very popular course. It's limited to 35 anglers, so anyway, first correct answer. What year was the current Chesapeake Bay striped bass state record caught? John, have the answer? Oh, okay, let's talk to John. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning.
Go ahead. You're up.
Okay, I believe it was 2010. It was pretty recently, but not within the last year or two.
Sorry.
No.
Chesapeake Bay rockfish, the current state record for the Chesapeake Bay. What year was that caught?
All right.
But well, we appreciate you trying. We'd we'd
love. Okay.
All right.
Thanks
look.
A lot. You have a good day now.
All right. You too. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. 410-922-6680. That's the first question, folks. We want to give that away. Want to give you a seat to Striper School, 2013. So the question is, what year was the Chesapeake Bay state record rockfish caught? And that's the question on the board. We'll let that stew for a little bit. We'll keep going here. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. If you'd like to call in on anything, Ed, we're sorry we lost you during the last hour. The lines are wide open, and you'll be first up if you want to call Ed from Sykesville. I wanted to talk about memories from being with Dad and Granddad and all that. So, all right. What do you think, Pat? Nobody knows? Pretty easy to find out. You think I did? Apparently it was pretty tough. Should I ask the bass fishing question? Maybe somebody wants to go to bass class. Why don't we ask that? All right, here's the bass fishing question for bass class coming up March 2nd. It's a $50 ticket if you want to go listen to five of the top experts at Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum or Maritime Museum, right next to the Decoy Museum. Here's the question for bass fishermen. Only two anglers, professional anglers, have won the Bassmasters Classic four times. Only two. Name one of them, and you get a ticket to bass class. Name one of them. Two anglers have won the Bassmasters Classic four times. Two anglers, only two, have won the Bassmasters Classic four times. Name one of them for a ticket to bass class. Phone number is 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, again, we'll let those questions stew out there. We'll take any other calls. Anybody wants to answer questions or talk about anything, we'll be more than glad to take your call on that. A quiet morning here, Pat. Thought people would be jumping off the ledge here to talk about fishing, but we'll see. All right. You want me to take that call? All right. There's Lee. Lee, good morning. How are you? Which question are you answering?
You won the Bassmaster Classic four times.
Yeah. Now, here's the qualifier. If you win, will you go to bass class?
Definitely, yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Kevin Van Dam.
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. Do you know the other one?
No, I don't.
You don't know the other angler who won it four times?
No, I'm not sure.
All right.
I probably recognize the name if you said it, but I don't know who it is.
Ah, that's a shame. All right. Well, guess what? You're the winner. We're going to put you on hold. We'll get your phone number. We'll get your name and phone number to Tackle Box Tim and make sure that you show up there on February 23rd.
Great. I'll be there.
I'm sorry. Striper School. That's Striper School. I'm talking about bass class. March 2nd.
Yes,
March 2nd.
March 2nd. Okay.
Yep. And that's at the Havre de Grace Maritime Museum.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hey, stay on the line. Don't hang up. Go ahead. You got him. And we got Terry in Finksburg. Good morning, Terry. How are you? Terry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I only took a guess at what I consider the real. There's always been controversy around the rockfish record.
Okay.
Okay. In 1968, I was taking charters out of Sandy Creek.
Right.
Okay, you wouldn't have to remember a boat named the Four Sisters.
A little before my time, but go ahead.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, probably. Yeah, it might have been as much as 20 years. They caught a 51-pound rockfish.
Yeah.
Right at the dumping grounds on it.
Right.
So I consider them real because I was fishing right next to them.
Okay.
They called me on the radio and said, "Come out here, buddy, I'm out here."
All right. Is that your answer?
That'll be my answer.
All right. Well,
it's always been near like a 10-year-old kid caught it when his father said, "You knew the guy in the garage."
Terry, stop. No more clues. But we appreciate you checking in. That is not the correct answer. But in your mind, that is the state record. So we appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right. Question still out there. We have a winner for bass class. What's his name? Lee. Lee won for bass class. He named the winner of the bass. One of the two four-time winners of the Bassmasters Classic. We are competing for Striper School here now. The question is, what year is the current state record for striped bass in the Chesapeake Bay? What year was that established? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Excuse me. That was a nice wheeze on the air, I'm sure. Big old deep breath and a little wheezy here this morning, so. Pat, what do you think? What do you think? Should we talk about the guns? Nah. You think we got to talk about guns? Well, let me tell our listeners who might have just joined us here in this hour that yesterday Senate President Mike Miller surprised everybody in the room by announcing that he's going to bring Senate Bill 281, the Firearms Safety Act, the governor's gun bill, basically the one that everybody went to Annapolis to protest. He's going to bring that to a vote this coming week. So we have a very small window of opportunity here. The way it was going to work was the Senate was going to allow the House to debate this in committee and take the vote and then take action on that. Well, they leapfrogged them yesterday and said, we're going to take a full Senate vote on the governor's gun bill this week. So there are a lot of amendments going to be attached to this bill. We understand the House version was also going to be heavily amended. And the rally on February 6th made a tremendous effect on the General Assembly and the governor's office. So as did this response to this letter that the governor sent that we talked about last week that the governor sent to hunters. And so what happened here was the president, Mike Miller, said, guess what? We're gonna leapfrog the House, and we're gonna take a vote in the full Senate on Senate Bill 281. So, if you are opposed to the governor's gun bill, today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, keep calling your elected senator in your district and tell him how you feel about SB Senate Bill 281, which is the governor's gun bill. Emails would be fine. They're not going to read it, but they will read the subject line. And you can put oppose SB 281 on the subject line, and you will be counted as a no vote. You can tell them on the phone very briefly that you are a member of their district and that senator in your district, Senator so-and-so, whoever that might be, is urged by you, a voter, to vote against Senate Bill 281. This is a horrible bill. It is against our Second Amendment rights. It is against our constitutional rights. And so we would just oppose that all the way, 281. And that's what you need to do this week, is oppose that bill with your local senator. So let's talk to Richard in Dundalk, who wants to answer the question. Good morning, Richard. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Richard, before we...
Throwing a state record there for that striped bass.
But wait a minute. Before you answer, if you get the correct answer, will you go to striper school?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Chesapeake Bay Division.
Bay Division. Yes, sir.
Okay. The striped bass was $513.95.
Congratulations. You win.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Congratulations, Richard. All right.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Just stay on the line. We'll get your name and your phone number, and we'll get you connected with Tackle Box Tim, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
You got it. There he goes. Okay. Well, let's talk to Chuck in Easton anyway. Good morning, Chuck. How are you? Did Chuck hang up because the other guy got the correct answer? Well, wanted to talk to him anyway. Oh, well. All right. Well, congratulations, Richard, and congratulations, Lee. You are the winners at the bass class and striper school. Okie dokie. 410-WCBM-680, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'd like to hear from you. I'm not going to stir up any controversy today. I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to just let the callers dictate the show. And quite frankly, y'all are not doing that much of a good job bringing up subjects and talking about fishing and talking about whatever you want to talk about. So it's wide open to you. Wide open to you. Today is the day you can put your question out there. You can vent your frustration. You can express your opinion. This show is for you, primarily by you. I sound like Abe Lincoln there. The show is for the people, by the people, of the people. Anyway, we're taking your calls. It's 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. And I'm so glad we have an educated audience out there that pretty much knows what's going on, that's for sure. All right, time for me to tell you about Sean Mann. my buddy Sean Mann from Easton. Sean has been around for a long time. He's a world goose calling champion. He won that in 1985 and went on to become champion of champions. And along about 1985, he created this goose call, put it on the market, called the Eastern Shoreman. It was a departure from most of the goose calls at the time. It was a long flute-like call and started what's called in the waterfowl world the long call revolution. He still manufactures that call today, 25 years later. It's called the still called the Eastern Shoreman, and is available in a myriad of varieties and sizes and styles and colors and shapes. At the it's on the website. It's Sean Mann, SeanMann.com, and you can also call his office if you like. He's in Easton, and the office number there is 800-345-4539. That's 800-345-4539. And talk to those folks about ordering any of the calls you'd like from the website. Or you can talk to Sean or the folks in the office about booking a hunting trip with Sean to Canada. Waterfowl Wonderland up there. He's been going for years, and everybody that I know that's gone with Sean just can't say enough about going up there and enjoying the great waterfowl shooting in Canada. So check it out, 800-345-4539, or log on to seanmann.com. You'll be glad you did. Once you learn to use that Eastern Shoreman, well, the geese won't like you very much anymore. Let's talk to Frank in St. Michael's. Morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, buddy. How you been?
Hey, how about you, Frank? What's going on?
Very well. Just real quick, you considering turkey hunting?
I am considering turkey hunting.
18th and 19th, I got vacation. Perhaps we can meet up there again.
Okay, we'll see what happens. That sounds like a plan, yeah.
The other thing is I had some unique experiences out of this one tree stand this year concerning a squirrel and a couple birds.
Okay.
There's a big dead tree about as big as my torso.
Yep.
Maybe 30 feet tall, no branches, no bark, and this squirrel lives in the top of it.
Beautiful.
So when he came out in the morning, Al, there was this one jagged piece of the trunk that stuck up, and he would take one paw, put it on top of the other, and put his chin on his paws and look out over the alfalfa field for about 5 minutes before he came down. and in the evenings, when he went back up, he would do the reverse. He would go up there and do the exact same thing, put his head on his paws and look out over the alfalfa field for a while.
That's funny.
Now, also, at the bottom of this tree was another dead log, and it had those little fan-shaped mushrooms or fungi on it.
Yep.
And this squirrel would pluck these little fan-shaped fungi off, and he would eat them like you and I would eat a piece of corn now, or, you know, corn on the cob. He would go all the way around the fan and then go all the way back. It was extraordinary. Wild.
Oh, man, that's awesome, man. I would love to see something like that.
Now, the exact same tree, I think it was like the eighth or ninth week I sat in this tree stand, I noticed there was all these holes in it when the sun come up.
Yep.
Well, these birds with these peach-colored breast feathers and the most brilliant blue wings I've ever seen in my life, it was about 30 of them, I guess, and they were going up in this other tree and hanging from those monkey balls,
mm-hmm.
plucking the seeds out of them, and then coming down to these little holes and storing them away. And I knew that when them birds migrated back into spring that food would be there for them.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's just so amazing.
Bright blue wings and an orange breast? That's an eastern bluebird, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't ever recall seeing one, Al, but it was fascinating to watch them work.
Yes. And, you know, that's what I try to tell people, and I try to teach my grandson and people that I take hunting. It's not all about, you know, killing something. There's lots of things to see out there that can divert your attention and keep you entertained. And, you know, here you are on the radio talking about a squirrel and a bird. I mean, come on. You're deer hunting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't that big buck with a great big rack come in and you made a fantastic shot on him and, you know, he's in the drop zone or you put the smack down on him or some booyah or, you know, what? I mean, didn't all that happen?
Well, on occasions it does, but I'm not so anxious for that to happen anymore because once you get a deer and the work starts, and then you're not there to witness things like I saw, you know?
There you go. All right, buddy.
There was a time I was sitting on a log, and this squirrel started coming down from the other end, and he would stop, turn his head. And after doing that two or three times, Alan, he almost got within a gun length of me. I noticed he only had one eye. He was turning his head to check out the path.
So he could see. Isn't that funny? Yep.
Well, you take care of yourself.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate you have no idea how much I appreciate stories like that. Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care.
See ya. You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. How about that? See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. John in Dundalk. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Okay. I'd like to ask you a question about crabbing in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
I was having a conversation with a fellow, and I usually crab in Bear Creek and out at Tapsco. And he was telling me that salted eel was illegal to use now.
No, that's not true.
Have you heard anything about it? I'm a chicken necker myself.
I did not hear anything about salted eel being illegal to use. Why would it be?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's harder to get, more expensive because it's a delicacy now and, you know, China or whatever. But
Egypt, but yeah.
Egypt? Okay, well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I figured, you know, if anybody would know, you would
Yeah,
know.
I don't think there's any restrictions on salted eel. I'll check that out. You keep listening, and we'll let you know. But that's one of the stories we're going to do in Maryland Loves Crabs, this upcoming issue, the different types of crab baits and how you get them and how you use them. So we'll try that out. All right, buddy.
Okay,
thank you.
I enjoy your show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. See you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Salted eel illegal for crabbing. Isn't that something? I don't know. I don't think so. Well, let's see. Who's on line one? Go ahead and grab that call while I'm reading it. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Indeed. And I guess you know what that is. The Fishing Challenge is the annual fishing contest where if you catch a citation-sized fish, let's say like Joshua Fielder did. He's from Baltimore. He caught a 24 1/4 and a 25 1/2 inch tautog off Ocean City. Both of them, citation fish. And they've been checked in, and he's in the contest. And Richard Krantz of Frederick, he caught a beautiful 21 inch smallmouth from the Potomac River in Frederick County. And he checked that in and got a citation for it. And he is now entered in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You, too, could enter and win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or check the fishing rule book. You can also visit the website, www.dnr.maryland.gov, that's G-O-V, for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's Maryland, www.dnr.maryland.gov. The question I have is, are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hey, I did stop by and see my buddy Jack Carver the other day down at Catonsville Linex, and Bobby Hawkins down at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, and generous guys. I mean, really, really good and very qualified and know what they're doing as far as Linex is concerned. If you want to see Bobby Hawkins, meet him, and, you know, tell him you heard about him on the radio. He's at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show today. If you're headed today and tomorrow, if you're headed down there, and also Miss D from Tochterman's is down there along with all the other exhibitors and vendors and flea market guys and that type of thing. So head down there to the Early Heights Fire Department on Ritchie Highway and check them out. And tell Bobby at Bayline X you like listening to the show and you hear his name on here all the time. So that'd be great. However, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Your full-line Browning hunting headquarters. And right now they're talking about turkey season coming up here in April. They have the great Maxxis shotgun. It's an autoloader. And it's built for waterfowl, but you know what? You can adopt that to turkey hunting as well. It's 3 3.5-inch chamber. It has the power drive gas system. It reduces recoil. Comes in mossy oak, duck blind, camo, and others. But you know what? It'll work for turkeys just as well. There's the BPS pump shotgun available in 12-gauge, and there are 10-gauge models available. If you really want to, overpower a big old Tom Gobbler, you're welcome to do that. Bottom ejection on that. No shells shooting out to the side, but they come right out the bottom. It has a DuraTouch armor coating. It helps prevent rust. It's a mossy oak breakup infinity camo finish on that. It comes with 3 choke tubes. So that's Clyde Sports Shop, and they are ready for fishing season. They can help you get your reels taken care of. They can repair them. They can put new line on them for you. They've got great fishing tackle, all the striper stuff, all the rockfish stuff, and they're ready to go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. www.clydesports.com. Open 7 days a week. And don't forget the fishing hotline, 247-FISH.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Joan Jones. Is it the wave of the future or an experiment that's sure to fail? Later this year, a Texas county will open what may be the nation's first entirely digital public library, an information storehouse where people will be able to check out books only by downloading them to their devices or borrowing electronic readers. The plan is being closely watched by skeptical librarians. Some warn digital versions of many popular titles aren't available to libraries and are often more expensive than paper versions. Others say similar experiments have ended with the public pushing to preserve printed books. The trial location opens in San Antonio. Staffers will help patrons with technical questions, but there will be no designated research assistants. County officials, who estimate startup cost at $1.5 million, believe overall costs will be lower than running traditional libraries, and they're considering additional locations. I'm Joan Jones with the Wall Street Journal.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With 2 dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever.
Let's talk to our buddy Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
The call of the first hour, you pretty well explained it to him, Alan. Spotter, and Kroger to a little lesser extent, very subject to winter kill.
Right.
They actually spawn offshore, and then the larvae and the young will drift in with the ocean currents into the bay, and at that particular time in their life stage, they're very susceptible to winter kill. Normally that happens, Alan, when you've got a real sharp drop in the water temperatures, or you have some ice forming, which we haven't had this year. So I would suspect that winter kill hasn't been much of a problem this year, or probably last year, too, because it was an even milder winter last year.
Right.
So now what the caller might be interested in, if you would go to the DNR website, they will they have a couple of Eric Durrell does a real nice job with the juvenile survey. He lists all the species that they catch during that survey so people can get an idea of what the young of the year was. And normally what happens, Alan, is that if you have a strong year class, you usually have a lot of fish with respect to spotting croaker.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it also has another section where they talk about the species. They give species profiles. Very interesting. So the readers can
read up on the biology of the fish they're looking for. Yeah, that's I've visited that site. It's very interesting, very extensive as far as that.
Now, with respect to the purslane from Menhaden, since spot and croaker are bottom species, they normally wouldn't be caught up in those purslanes because normally the Menhaden are fairly close to the surface. That's not to say that they wouldn't have a bycatch of some spot or croaker, but it's not likely. It's not likely. So since they're on the bottom, they're not going to be close to where the Menhaden are.
Gotcha. Okay.
So also, too, we're right at the northern extent of the range for croaker. So sometimes our year class strengths are more dictated by what happens to the south of us.
Right.
So.
Yeah, they're actually called Norfolk spot or Atlantic croaker.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's a.
Right. Right. But
yep.
Since we haven't had any real bad winters for the last couple of years, I would think that the numbers, at least the year classes, should be fairly stable. Now, that's not to say that they survive because they're very short-lived fish.
Right.
And they are caught commercially up in, you know, along the coast and to the south of us. So,
right.
So those numbers could be, you know, down because of increasing commercial catch.
Sure.
Now, I do believe that the ASMSC has included spot in their, as one of their management species,
and
I don't know whether the management plan has been developed or not, but it was in the works as I was hitting the trail.
Right, right, right. And that meeting is this week, so we'll know more about that at the end of this week. So, and I know our fisheries officials are going to be going there, and we're a major part of that whole Atlantic States Marine.
Right. I don't know whether the spot's on the agenda or not, but as I say, I do know they were developing a management plan.
Right.
So, and finally, you know, there was an issue several years ago about spot pots in the bay.
But, yes.
Alan, they're going to catch a fair number of spot, but not enough to be a detriment to the overall population.
Sure.
It's by far more dictated by winter kill.
Yep. Who's your senator down there?
Colburn.
Oh.
I don't have to worry about the boys over here.
Yeah.
They're good. I mean, they know what the situation is. So.
I understand. Well, I just wondered if you knew about one of the bills that he introduced called the Sustainable Fisheries Enforcement Fund.
No, I did not.
Oh, well, he introduced a bill establishing the Sustainable Fisheries Enforcement Fund as a special non-lapsing fund that applies a $10 surcharge to specified anglers' licenses, commercial fishing licenses, and recreational fishing licenses, and requiring that surcharge be credited to the Sustainable Fisheries Enforcement Fund to finance specified enforcement activities of the Natural Resources Police. In other words, he wants, because of the controversy about the commercial fishing not paying for itself,
right,
and
right.
and the recreational fishing funds going to pay for commercial fishing efforts here in Maryland. The bill has been introduced by Senator Colburn as far as a $10 surcharge to recreational fishing licenses to go to pay for enforcement.
That's convoluted thinking to my way of.
Well, I mean, it's a you know, they're you poke my constituents, I'm going to poke yours type of thing. So, but just to let our fishermen know, Senator Colburn has introduced a bill to add a $10 surcharge to your recreational fishing license for enforcement.
As if the department isn't coming under enough fire for, you know, trying to get a modest increase in the hunting license.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, and you know, I try to make the distinction between the different parts of Department of Natural Resources. I mean, you've got forestry, you've got environment, you've got fisheries, you've got wildlife. And when one department like wildlife truly has a need, you know, everybody lumps everything together. And if somebody's uncle got caught with three geese and, you know, the enforcement officer wasn't very polite, then, you know, that gives DNR a black eye. And it doesn't matter what they want, whether it's hunting money, fishing money, you know, any increase in regulation or decrease in regulation. You know, somebody's mad at DNR because of something else that happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, Alan, I was out yesterday, drove down by Tuckhoe, Queen Anne, Hillsborough. There are a lot of cars down there.
I'm hearing.
I didn't stop. I just drove by, but the activity was high. Now, the weather was gorgeous.
Oh, beautiful day yesterday.
Beautiful day. But I would suspect that somebody was catching something down there, whether it be perch or occasional pickerel or something. But
I'll give it a try.
I think things are going to – it's supposed to be chilly this week, but again, the perch are there because of – this is your test question again.
A photo period.
There you go. Because they're going to be up there, they won't be spawning for a while yet because
water temperature
is still cold. But they're around. You learn well. You're a quick learner, fella.
Yeah. Okay. As soon as I figure out what the technical term is for photo period, and I know you've told me 100 times, but amount of daylight. They're there.
Now daylight and 24-hour period, but they should be around. And that goes for a lot of other systems, too, Alan.
Exactly. All right, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Dale. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. I want the people of Baltimore and your listeners to know how blessed they are to have a man of your knowledge about the knowledge of nature. And you, now that I have grown old and can't do much of anything, you are my travel experience. And when you travel the world, and I was wanted some eating some good fish off the coast of South America, and I went to Viña del Mar, and I walked into a hurricane there, and an earthquake, and I didn't even know I was in it. I thought I was over traveled and was tired and couldn't function properly when I was really driving through a earthquake, and it was very interesting. And when I got back to my hotel in Santiago, Chile, they were so happy that I was alive because they knew I'd gone down to Viña del Mar, and they thought I had been caught in the earthquake.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And the same type of thing happened in Darwin, Australia, when I went into a cyclone, and I didn't know I was driving into it. So when you travel the world, you will go into situations that will be experiences that last you the rest of your life.
That's true.
And you're such a wonderful person, and you have a charisma on the radio. And I hope that the people here appreciate your position and status and caliber as far as you the information.
You flatter me, Charles. I'm just a guy on the radio, brother. I'm just a guy on the radio, but I thank you for that, and that coming from the most interesting man in the world. Charles, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
There he goes. Terry in Finksburg. Good morning, Terry. Back again. Back for more, are you?
Back for more.
What's up?
To emphasize, first of all, let me say this. Charles was just there, and he's correct. You supply us with information. That's what we need.
Right.
Like this gun bill and whatnot.
Right.
And you do it very well. I can't emphasize, this is one of their old-time tricks that they're pulling right now. Here, you can get down here and get a vote on it. You've got 15 minutes to get here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they did that back in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, sure, no doubt.
That's how they defeated a lot.
Yep.
Okay.
So
big problem on getting people down here, and I've been there many times. The big problem is transportation.
Yep.
Okay. Call the school bus people. They want to rent buses cheap.
Right.
They will find you enough buses to get your people down.
That's true. That's true.
You can meet Finksburg or something.
Yeah.
And jump on the bus and be down here at, what, half hour, 40?
Yeah, I know a buddy of mine from Frederick County rented a bus to take to the rally, and, you know,
And they keep the price down.
Yeah, the school bus people are good about that. And I'll tell you, once you get to Annapolis, you know, there's parking. Parking is horrible. The parking garage fills up there pretty quickly.
They'll put tickets. The helmet law, they put tickets on every motorcycle in Annapolis.
Yeah, there's, but there is parking at the Navy Stadium there.
Yeah.
At the Naval Academy Stadium.
Up quick. You got to get there early.
Yeah, you got to get there early. That's right. But there are shuttle buses to take you downtown, which is pretty nice. So.
Shuttle buses from where?
From the stadium.
From the
yeah, if you park at the Naval Academy Stadium, there are shuttle buses that'll take you downtown.
Have that when I was going.
Right. But they have that now, so that's a good place to park, and there's lots of parking.
Right here, it has a ton of school buses on Deer Park Road.
Sure, I know it. Yep, very good.
And they're all around. All the counties have.
Oh, sure. Sure, there's one not far from me in Windsor Mill. So
they all have extra buses sitting around.
Yep, that's right.
Buses, they want to rent those.
My ex-wife was a school bus driver.
My sister used to teach up here on Deer Park Road.
Yeah, gotcha. Terry, I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I want to talk to you more, but when you're not so busy.
What about, sir?
How our lives parallel each other.
Okay.
Well, especially on the Bay.
Okay.
I'm old, and I watched them destroy that day, right from Brandon Shores. We had summer houses there.
Right.
And I worked on a lot of the projects that helped destroy it. I'm a crane operator.
Mm-hmm.
I've been all my life. But there was a lot that I didn't know at the time when I was helping them build it. But I needed to make a living.
Hey, I don't hold anything against anybody trying to make a living, man. You know.
Okay.
So.
It's talking to one of your
sponsors.
One of your sponsors.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I just want to throw this in. I don't want to hurt Bart. Bart has a lot of rides today. I was in there a couple months ago. He has a lot of rides today. But you're looking for a fishing pole. Go to talk
with it. That's right. There's over 1,000 fishing rods on display.
Oh, at least.
Yep.
You can spend 2-3 hours there for a spinning rod.
Exactly. Yep.
Great prices.
Appreciate that, Terry. Got to go, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Kind of a slow day today. We didn't talk about a whole lot, but, you know, we had a good time. One more time, I want to remind you to please contact your local senator in your district. The Senate President Mike Miller yesterday has let it be known that the Senate Bill 281, the governor's gun bill, the one that is so intrusive, the one that is so restrictive, the one that talks about licensing and registration and ammunition and magazine capacity and copycat firearms and things like that. It is a horrible bill when it comes to being a law-abiding gun owner. I got an email the other day. It's not original, but I have to tell you that. I have to tell you this, and I'll modify it a little bit, and maybe you can understand it. If you think that giving up your gun or participating in a gun buyback program or restricting Second Amendment rights is good so the criminals won't have too many guns, I would recommend that you would, that would be like castrating yourself because you think the neighbors have too many kids. Let that sink in. All right, time for me to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're ready for fishing season right around the corner. They've got the bait. They've got the tackle. They've got the rods and reels and line and lures and everything you could need, want, or imagine for trout fishing or perch fishing or striped bass fishing. They are geared up and ready to go. And I know their 10-day sale's coming up here pretty soon. We'll be telling you more about that. Also have all the firearms that you might be looking for, even in this, wow, the way it's going with firearms in our country right now, they're doing their best to keep up. But they do have all the hunting firearms that you could need for turkey season, if you're like shooting sports, for example, over and under shotgun. I recommend that 725 Satori sporting model. It's a perfect blend of beauty and performance. It comes with five Invector DS choke tubes. It's got a ported barrel, a triple trigger system, Vector Pro length enforcing cones. It's a beautiful, beautiful gun for the shooting sports. And there's also a field model available if you like to do a lot of upland bird hunting over and under shotgun. The 725 Satori from Browning. You need to take a look at it. They are your full-line Browning dealer. Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline is 247-FISH. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard, in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car, skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road, and he's stinking the high you long. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory. It's in dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Doesn't sound quite like, that's probably the original. Doesn't sound quite like the popular version, but that is Loudon Wainwright III. We need to get the more upbeat version on that. I'm sure you can. All right. I guess we're coming to the end of the Outdoors and Radio Show here for another week. Thank you for all your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Again, become involved to preserve not only your constitutional rights that are constantly under attack, but your hunting heritage, your fishing traditions. There are people who, for example, we have people who are animal damage control people. There are animals who are destructive to people's personal property. One of those is a beaver. If a beaver gets on your property and dams up your stream, he can create a lot of damage. He can flood, he can flood your land, and people just don't generally like the fact that the beavers have moved in on their territory. So we have a bill now in the General Assembly by some well-meaning representative that says we need to re-release the beavers if they're caught by an animal damage control agent. Reintroduce them to somebody else's property to create more problems. That's the kind of stuff we got to keep on guard about. This bill to add a $10 surcharge onto recreational fishing licenses to support law enforcement. I don't think people are going to stand for it. We just had an increase in 2007. So we'll see. Let's see what our General Assembly does to affect our lives in a negative way. Coming up, we'll keep you posted on that kind of stuff and anything else that's happening in the outdoors that you need to know about. We'll try to keep you updated on that. There's so much. We only have so little time. I'm Alan Ellis. You can email me, Ellis at Ellis.